From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. House Intelligence Committee has released a disputed memo outlining allegations by Republican lawmakers that FBI investigators abused their powers in their probe of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The memo was made public Friday, shortly after President Trump declassified it. We get more now from VOA Steve Herman on the opposition to the Republican memo.
What has upset the Justice Department, the FBI, and the Democrats is they're saying that this memo is very amateurish, that it cherry-picks information, that it is misleading. There is another Democratic memo that some would like to see released to balance this out. If it was up to the FBI and the Justice Department, none of this would come out at all because they fear that this is going to have very serious ramifications.
That is VOA's Steve Herman at the White House. Speaking to reporters at the White House Friday, Mr. Trump said the contents of the memo were terrible and a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves. Trump administration has imposed sanctions on 7 businesses and 6 people aimed to disrupt the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group. Hezbollah formed by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard in 1982 in response to Israel's invasion of Beirut and has since become an influential member of Lebanon's coalition government. U.S. military has released its 2018 nuclear posture review, adding nuclear capabilities and updating the U.S. current arsenal in order to deter nuclear attacks. President Trump has noted successive U.S. administrations deferred modernization of the nuclear program. This is VOA News.